Monty Show. Look back at the week and a look ahead at what is to come. For our city, for our nation, for you. Exclusively on 77 WABC. This is the Larry Menke Show.
And good Saturday night to you. Larry Menke live high above Madison Square Garden in the NJDiet.com studios. Would love to talk to you tonight. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. Big Powerball drawing tonight. Somebody out there could be worth how much is it? 535, right? I think that was the last it was up to, 535 million, which means like the real payout will be what, $10,000? Something like that? No, somebody's going to be rich. I got a feeling it's going to be, it got so high now that almost not every number has been played somewhere in the country. So I think somebody's going to win. And if you win in the New York area, remember, I would love to be your best friend. Now, I am normally thrilled to get on the radio. I love it. I love being here on Saturday night. Just love it. I love talking with you. I love talking about the issues. I always learn something, and I hope you learn something too. It's a trade. But I dreaded coming on tonight because I knew I would have to deal with this manufactured outrage, this political strategy disguised as a social conscience that sickens me. And I'm even more disappointed that more people don't see through it. Their own political bias, their hatred for Donald Trump, and the fact that he is president makes them easy pickings for the Democratic political machine, who uses a tragedy like Charlottesville for personal power and profit, and it's just wrong. It divides us more than those clowns, the white supremacists, who gathered in Charlottesville. They're nothing. Do you understand that? They're nothing. They are made powerful to get minority voters and the progressive base out to the polls in 2018. That's it. The counter-protesters that they love to call them, and I wish we could come up with a better name. The counter-protesters give them power, give them a voice. Who cares what these powerless Klansmen do and the white supremacists? Deride them, ostracize them. But don't give them power by giving them attention. The only reason that's happening is for a political strategy. Let them gather. Let them play their sick game of dress up and give speeches in a vacuum. Ignore them. That'd be the smart thing to do. But instead, the Democrats see an opportunity to create outrage. And then I have to deal with it as if it's real on the radio. And that's why I dreaded coming on tonight, because people are going to call me angry with Donald Trump when he did nothing but choose words poorly. And yet you'd think he was down in Charlottesville carrying a tiki torch and driving the car. Come on, man, you're smarter than that. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Seriously, you can't see this? And what's even more despicable, what's even more disheartening, is that that beautiful young woman, Heather Heyer, is mowed down and her memories are all lost in this Trump vitriol. This was all about Donald Trump from the very beginning. Barack Obama was in office for 8 years. 8 years Barack Obama was in office. How come no one called for the statues to come down then? Weren't they symbols of racism then? They are now because this is about Trump. Not Robert E. Lee, not Jefferson Davis. This is about making Republicans seem racist. So as much energy and passion can be created for the midterms as possible. The biggest fear the Democrats have is that they will have another uninspired Hillary election and their voters will just stay home. And so they need to create issues. They need to stir the passion. And this is it. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Now, don't get me wrong. The idiots dressing up like Klansmen and Nazis are reprehensible. I think that is some kind of self-loathing psychiatric disorder. But they were there waiting for them. The anti-hate group. And that's the most ridiculous euphemism. I shouldn't use that either. It's all hate. I know you're going to say yes, but hatred of Nazis and the Klan is righteous. And I don't disagree with that. But when hatred turns violent, it becomes a crime, no matter what side you're on. And I believe the intention of the Antifa, I guess you want to call them, although I believe they're fascist, so I don't even like that one, the Antifa. But their intention was violence. Like it or not, the white supremacist had a right to march. They had a right to speak. We had a right to show our disapproval and protest against them, although I think it's better to just ignore them. But that's the way free speech is supposed to work. But no one has the right to attempt to suppress someone's constitutional rights, no matter how loathsome you believe they are. And as Americans, we should find that equally reprehensible. But we didn't. And why? Because the politics of the incident in Charlottesville is more important to many than the actual incident. And so when Donald Trump denounced hatred on all sides, he was actually right. He didn't articulate it very well, but he was right. One group cannot use violence to deny another group's constitutional rights of free speech and peaceful assembly. That is also wrong. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-9222. Look, I'm not making a moral equivalence between the two groups. Far from it. I'm saying, as President Trump said, they were both wrong to a degree. And those who have acted out since then, taking public policy in their own hands, defacing statues and tearing them down, should be arrested and charged with vandalism and destruction of public property and should be forced to reimburse for the damage. There's video of them, for man's sake. Go arrest them. But that won't happen because now we have decided that violence and destruction of property is okay as long as the media agrees with your politics. And that is wrong and more dangerous than any statue. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. I'm coming back with your phone call right after this.
The fun.
You didn't know what was going to happen.
The stories.
This is actually great news.
The guests that matter.
You're such an idiot, Sid.
A New York icon. Imus in the morning. Weekday mornings at 6.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Listen, laugh, learn. 77 WABC. Where New York comes to talk.
Hey, Sid here. I often tell Bernard, my biggest expenses years ago was my mortgage, my car payments, and my razors. I mean, those companies, you gotta be kidding me. Till I found Harry's Razors. That's $2 a razor, folks. And by the way, you go right online to harrys.com. Harry's 5-blade razors now include softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide, trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, lubricating strip, and a textured handle for more control when it's wet. And as I said, for just $2 a razor, that is a heck of a lot cheaper than anything else on the market to get yourself a great shave. Now, Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they're going to send you their popular free trial set, which comes with a razor, 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. All you got to pay is $3 for shipping. Plus, anytime you go to harrys.com, special offer for our listeners here, just type in the promo code WABC, and you get yourself a post-shave bomb for free with your order. That's right. Just go to harrys.com and type in WABC. Check it out today at harrys.com.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you.
We're CPAP.com, and we carry the world's best CPAP machines, including top-of-the-line ResMed equipment. To move inventory, we're selling our ResMed AirStart machines at a fraction of the price of similar machines. Call now and ask for one of these overstocked CPAPs. We'll even provide free next-day air shipping on your ResMed machine order, so you get it fast. Call 1-800-500-7537. The best part? No insurance needed. Our CPAPs are priced so low, they can even cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over a million orders and has everything you need to treat sleep apnea. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com is overstocked on ResMed AirStart CPAPs and offering free next-day air shipping on these devices. Call now for these great deals and others. Call 1-800-500-7537. If lines are busy, please try again. That's 1-800-500-7537.
77 WABC.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your laptop bag or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209.
77 WABC. Larry Mendy Show. Talk to Larry right now. 800-848-WABC. Late night in the city that never sleeps. The Larry Mendy Show on 77 WABC.
Another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way.
That's Cat Stevens singing the Sam Cooke song. By the way, I got my Twitter page up. So if you want to tweet me, at Larry Mendy. I got a weird last name. It's M-E-N-D-T-E. Larry Mendy. At Larry Mendy. I need to buy a vowel for that last name. So if you want to tweet me, I'm looking at it right now. I haven't been good about that, and I apologize for that, but it's up. Sometimes I see the tweets like on Monday or Tuesday, and I know that's not fair. So they're up now. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. I'm talking about this, the new anti-Trump theme of the week. Every week there seems to be a new one. And the new one is this year, this week, is that it seems like a year. This week is that, of course, he is siding with the Nazis. That's basically it, right? He's siding with the Nazis. And all he did was say there was bad things on both sides. You know, there was so much outrage on Tuesday after he had that angry news conference. And look, part of me wishes he didn't do it. Part of me wishes he gave his infrastructure speech, which was great. The ideas about infrastructure were great, especially about going after the people who profit from the delay of infrastructure. I thought that was wonderful. I watched it. And then, of course, he said, any infrastructure questions? And what happened was is they brought up all the things he had said and the contradictions he had said about the protest in Charlottesville. And he got angry and he went after them and he said some things inarticulately. But when I listened back to it, there was nothing bad that he said. There was nothing wrong that he said. And we can get into it if you want to. I can go through it bit by bit. But it was the fact, like, for instance, I'll give you one for instance before I get to your phone call, and I promise you I'm going to. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. But he said, Where does it end? Which I agree with. Where does it end when we try to scrub history? When we would try to take the social mores of today and apply it to yesteryear, where does that end? Do we go after Washington and Jefferson? And of course, the media then portrayed it, and he's been ridiculed for saying, well, he compared Robert E. Lee to Washington. That's not what he said. That's not what he said, and that is so intellectually unfair and unjust and untrue. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Andy from Staten Island, you're in 77 WABC.
Hey, you like your radio host? You like your radio show? Tune in to WABC on Saturday night for the Larry Menti Show.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you very much.
You're the best, Larry. You know,
appreciate
you're so right about Donald Trump. He speaks sometimes like a regular guy, maybe not so presidential, but when you pick it apart, he says the right thing. He was just saying, like, George Washington, what, are we going to go after him next? You know, I've never seen a guy under more fire, like, than more fire than Nixon, more fire than Clinton when he got in trouble. Poor guy every day, but it seems like the news cycles are kind of wiping out the big news.
And we can't talk about anything else. Like, he wanted to talk about infrastructure, a major problem in this country, and he wants to get that pushed forward. And it was great. Here we had a president that was going to take time to explain an infrastructure package and what some of the problems are and how he's going to get around those problems. And it was ignored, completely ignored, because of this false outrage about what he said about Charlottesville. I don't care.
You know, and the reporters are actually yelling at him. But I love when he tells them, oh, not you, you're fake news.
As entertaining as that is, and as it's like a reality show, I do wish he'd stop that. Yeah, you know, it doesn't serve him to do it. I guess maybe it riles up his base, but if he really wants to get an infrastructure bill passed, just come out and say, look, I'm only going to answer questions about infrastructure. And when people start asking other questions, go, is that what you want to talk about? Then look it, I'm leaving. Or bring Sarah Huckabee Schultz, I'm messing up her name now. Bring her, Sanders, out there and let her deal with that part. Let her say.
That's bad, though. Like, look at de Blasio. When he tries to talk about his issues and they don't want to talk about it and he just walks away. I was glad at least Trump hung in there. They even thought they were going to play gotcha when he answered some questions after the presser when he just stepped away. Oh, those reporters, they're vicious. They don't even want to let him get any issues out there.
No, and it's thanks for the call, Andy. It's about them. You know what I mean? That's why they want the TV cameras. That's why they were so upset about that, because this is big ratings. It's the number one show on daytime is the president's news conferences, and that's why they wanted it, because they get to take on the president. They get to take on the big, bad Donald Trump. I just wish he wouldn't play into it, to tell you the truth. I wish he'd just stay on message and forget all this nonsense about attacking the media. I do. That does bother me, but he wasn't wrong. And that's even worse. That's more evil. Lauren from Manhattan, you're on 77 WABC. Hey, Lauren. Are you there?
Help. I want to say, I went to a KK meeting with Chris Borgen many years ago. And we left the broadcast center, to make the story short. You know, we were in a car, and then they blindfolded us, and then they put us in another car and took us to the woods. And, you know, they really did not want us to know where we were and the whole nine yards. He won an Emmy for the thing. But the bottom line is these alleged KKK people, they were all out, like, not camouflaged in any way, and the people that were dressing like ISIS were the left. It's very odd.
Yeah, no. And they're, what do they call themselves? The anarchists or the...
I don't know. I was at a real KKK meeting, and they did not want to be seen. That's all I know.
But there were some guys in the hoods. I mean, but it was a minority. And, of course, they're going to get the camera shots. And I understand why. But Just ignore them. Who cares? They're not doing anything. They have no power.
Well, you did a great close on your show. I thought it was terrific.
Well, thanks a lot, Lauren, and thanks a lot for the phone call.
Yeah, I'm glad you came in.
Great. Thank you. Louie from Sayreville, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, Larry. They want to impeach Donald Trump. They want us to think that he's a member of the KKK. They say he's mentally unfit, and now the new one is they want to kill him. I mean, Larry, after 8 years of going down Alice in Wonderland's rabbit hole, we thought we were climbing out, only to find ourselves entering the crazy town. I mean, this is just crazy. And one thing you said about the people with the mask on, you know, I like to bring back the old-fashioned perv walk. You know, I want to see some arrests, and I want to see a chain of about 15 kids, you know, with their mask off doing a perv walk. I want to see them on Channel 7 like we used to see them back in the 70s and 80s when people got arrested. They perv walked them. Everybody was there to see them, and people were whistling and howling at them. And my last note, Larry, I know there's a lot of things.
Go ahead. That's all right.
The last thing is my favorite scene of all time in the movies. And this is really, it gives me a nightmare sometimes. But when I saw that North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina statue going down with that rope around its neck and come trembling down, the only thing I can think of, Larry, from my favorite movie was one from the Planet of the Apes. And I'm so, you know, riled up about this. I don't know where it ends, Larry, and I'll leave it there, and I'd like to listen to your comment, and I'll listen to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, Louie. I appreciate that. I appreciate you listening. Yeah, look, where does it end? I think it's going to end when the next false outrage comes around. This is the outrage of the week. They'll come up with something else. This is a good one for them, though, because it riles up the Democratic base. That's what this is all about. But, you know, are statues going to keep coming down in cities? I hope not. You know, you made me think of something when you said they should round them all up for a perp walk. You remember John Timoney, right? John Timoney, who was the New York Police Department and went down to Philadelphia to be the police commissioner, and then after that went to Miami. I was at the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia years ago when Bush was nominated the second time, George W. Bush. And there were protests in the streets, and they had these black masks on, and you could tell they weren't really there to protest. They were just there to destroy personal property, public property, and to be violent and to wreak havoc. And so Timothy rounded them all up and put them in jail. Now, the ACLU was all upset, everybody was all upset, and he let them go, and he didn't, you know, he let them go without charges after a couple of days. He held them for being disorderly and then let them go for a couple of days. You know, and there was some outrage about it at the time, but after a couple of days, nobody cared. Even they didn't care. They just went to the next protest. So there's something to be said in taking the most violent when you see somebody trying to cause problems. Just take them away and hold them until the protest is over, which is completely legal as long as they're causing some problems. And then it doesn't matter when you let them go. So I agree with that. There has to be repercussions for violence. There has to be repercussions for destroying public property. And so when you ask the question, when does it end? It ends when you start cracking down on it. It ends when you start arresting people. It ends when there is a consequence for your actions. So if you're going to go out and deface statues, if you're going to go down and pull down statues, you need to be arrested. And you have to make retribution for that. Restitution, not retribution. Same thing. Retribution too. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. More of your phone calls right after the news. And this might be a great Saturday night for somebody because they've They've drawn the Powerball numbers 17, 19, 39, 43, 68, and 13. It's worth $535 million. That's life-changing, right? That's for most people, not for the Trumps, but for most people. So I don't know what the cash option on that would be. But it's not, you know, it's not going to be 535. It's going to be 300 and something. It's probably the cash option. And then after taxes, I told you I hit the lottery once, right? In New York, I hit the lottery. It was for five numbers, and I won $200,000. But then when I got the check, it was for like $135. They take the taxes out right there. Feel like I'm working at a diner. All right, so I hope you're rich. I hope that's great. Bruce just told me that he heard that Dick Gregory died, the civil rights activist. Dick Gregory was a comedian, too, before he became a civil rights activist, right? Yeah, he was a comic. He was huge for a while. Went through that long hunger strike and stuff. Dick Gregory died at 84 years old. Is what you're saying, Dick Gregory? Wow, I hadn't thought about him for a long time. I remember he was on the news all of the time, and always seemed righteous in his cause. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We're talking about the current outrage, the outrage of the week, that Donald Trump had the gall, had the audacity to condemn the Nazis and the white supremacists. He went through everybody, every white national, every white supremacist group, and condemned them. But the first time he talked, he said both sides, because there was violence playing on the streets in Charlottesville when he gave that first speech, and it seems like both sides were involved. And one side, even though they're reprehensible, the KKK and the Nazis and the white supremacists, and represent some of the most horrific, no, the most horrific memories of our recent future, of our recent past, slavery and the Holocaust. You still can't repress somebody's free speech or their right to peaceful assembly. If they're not criminals and they're not going to be violent and they're not enemies of the state, you can't just say no. Unless for some reason you think it's going to be so dangerous, and that's the reason they're going to use now, by the way. They're going to use that neat reason now to suppress people's free speech. I'm surprised they didn't do it in Boston. They're going to say it's too costly and it's a public safety hazard and we're not going to be able to let you speak. Which with that will then eventually be tested, and the Supreme Court will say, if it gets to the Supreme Court, because it's such an obvious case, they're going to say, no, you have to let these people assemble, and you have to give them free speech, because that's the U.S. Constitution. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Judy from Brooklyn, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, good evening, Larry.
Hi, Judy.
So nice to hear from you. This whole thing is really upsetting to me. So I just want to say, keep it short, I just want to say that I honestly feel, at this point, I think that Donald Trump was basically set up in a way. That's what I think. That they somehow there was some sort of stand-down order for these police to allow them to have this back-and-forth fighting, scuffling, whatever you want to call it, and then they would be able to turn around and blame it on President Trump.
Yeah, you know what? The mayor of Charlottesville should either be forced out or resign.
Yeah.
He was awful. It was embarrassing.
No, and I think he was done on purpose, Larry. I really, really do. They are trying to take him down. This Nadler guy, the one who liked the Iran nuclear deal, right, Nadler?
Yeah.
He was calling for Donald Trump's censorship. Never happened in the history. I mean, these people are impossible. They're crazy. And honestly, when I heard Donald Trump speak Saturday, and this was like almost right away, okay, where you really want to check things out before you say anything and everything, I mean, I think he was very good. I think he spoke very well. I don't understand what their problem is.
Yeah, and then he came out the next day and clarified and said, this group, this group, this group, this group, this group, I denounce them all.
You know what, Larry, he can say whatever he wants. They'll always criticize him because they have an agenda. They do. And you know something? There was a New York Times reporter. Her name was Cheryl Gay Stolberg. And she basically tweeted out, and that wasn't, you know, on the mainstream media. She was saying that what she saw was that the Intifada group, and they are a hate-filled group as well, and they create violence to bring out their points across. They believe in violence. She saw them start up wielding with clubs and whatever and beating these white nationalists. They
yeah,
were the
no,
starter
up. I've seen that video, too. Thanks a lot for the phone call, Judy. I've seen the video, too. And here's the thing about the Nazis and the KKK, and I'm going to play some audio of this for you in a little bit. They're not big fans of Trump's. They don't think he goes far enough. And when do you hear some of the horrible things that this white supremacist says about Donald Trump's family? I'll play that a little bit later, but they're not big fans of his. Ezra from Lakewood, New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Yeah, I want to make 2 points.
Sure.
One point is, I read today in the newspaper, ultra-orthodox Union, yes, and Herman, they're quoting that the American media didn't quote this. The British media quote this. Now, I condemn the murderer totally, but before the murderer drove his car in, someone threw a stone in his face and agitated and went and murdered. I know you don't take your frustration in violence, of course, not for sure not in murder, but I hope that if this guy didn't throw the rock, that woman wouldn't have died. Now, I wish that guy that they caught goes 5 years in jail. They didn't report this in American media. They report this in the British media.
No, I did hear. Let me just tell you one thing, Ezra. I didn't hear about the rock, but I did hear that he felt threatened. There was some reports when he was being held before his name was out that there was a lot of people that surrounded his car and he felt threatened. That was reported. Again, that does not give you the excuse to ride fast into a crowd of people. But you're right. There was some violence and there was threatening on both sides.
And that would, if he wouldn't have been threatened, that woman wouldn't have died. So I'm not saying he's wrong. He murdered. You can't take your frustration and murder. But on the other hand, if there was no conflict, that girl would have been still living.
Yeah, he's a bad guy, though. I mean, everything that's been reported about him since then, he's not a good person.
No, he did murder. He did murder. But on the other hand, if he wasn't agitated, well, maybe that woman would have been murdered. You understand? So I'm not saying the ones who agitate him has also a part of this problem. This wouldn't have not happened. I'm just saying, he should go for life. And you know, the other guys who threatened, they should go 2 to 5 years, whatever they had to get. Then there's another point I want to make. The South, the North went to war with the South because they raped them with money, taxes. 69% never owned slaves.
Ezra, I'm going to cut you off right here, and the reason is I've been on the radio for a long time, and I've been on the radio in different cities, and I've heard this argument before, and you're right, there were other factors, and I'm not saying that your point's not right. That's not the major reason. The major reason is that states wanted to secede when Lincoln got in because Lincoln was anti-slavery. That was the major reason. There was many things. There was taxes. There was industry. There was unfair trade. I know all of those other things. There was this issue of states' rights. The reason that they went, and it all went back to slavery. Every issue you bring up is slavery. So I'm not going, just like I don't want to allow the people on the left to go and scrub history, you can't do it either. You can't make the Civil War any better. You can't say that it wasn't about slavery. It was about slavery. Even when you say it's about states' rights, even when you say it's about this or that or something else other than slavery, it all goes back to slavery. If slavery wasn't involved, there would not have been a Civil War, okay? So please, let's not have that argument tonight. I said earlier I haven't been good about being on Twitter, and I gave out my Twitter address tonight, at Larry Menti, LarryMente. And this guy, Chuck Copshow, writes to me from San Diego. I used to work in San Diego. He says, "Hey, Larry, San Diego here, enjoying the show. You're spot on with everything you say." Thank you so much, Chuck. I was the weatherman in San Diego. Best job in the world, because there's no weather. It was great. Sunny and 70. See you in January. The big weather there was when there was too many clouds. They called it June gloom. The marine layer that moves in doesn't burn off till noontime. And that was their big weather. And they were all depressed in San Diego. They get two thunderstorms a year. No recorded snowfalls. Best place in the world. What am I doing here? I should have stayed there. What a great job it was. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Tom from Ohio, you're in 77 WABC. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Larry. You know, as you pointed out at the beginning of the show, this is fake outrage from the standpoint that if the blacks and other groups that are, say they're outraged about those statues because of the Confederacy and discrimination and segregation and so forth, if they were truly outraged, they would leave the Democrat Party in droves and have it dismantled immediately because of the fact that it was the Democrats who started the Confederacy. It was the Democrats who, after the war, created segregation and Jim Crow laws and the KKK and so forth. And even up into the 60s with the Civil Rights Act protesting it to some extent, Al Gore's father. And Robert KKK Byrd, was Hillary at his funeral, said that she was his mentor.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about
He was her mentor, excuse me.
And it all changed when LBJ pushed through the Civil Rights Act and got it signed. That's when it changed that African-Americans who hated the Democrats all of a sudden loved the Democrats and hated the Republicans.
But here's the thing, Larry. What's going on here in my mind is a couple of other things. First of all, this is in fact, I never heard the phrase white nationalist before, and I never heard it lumped in, they are lumping it in, I should say, with KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists.
Well, Tom, they didn't help themselves.
No, wait a minute. What they're saying, though, Larry, is what they're doing is saying that anybody who's for this country, who's for borders, who wants limited immigration, is lumped together with those groups. I mean, I'm white, and I believe in nation.
Yeah, I'm not sure that. I think you're stretching that a little bit. I'm not positive that they're lumping it all. I think here's what I do take your point, is that I do believe they're trying to somehow lump the Trump White House into there, and what they're doing is because every once in a while they would also say alt-right. And that, of course, they believe Steve Bannon is the king of the alt-right. And so they're linking it to Donald Trump that way.
And then Sebastian Gorka and a few others.
In other
words, they are trying to isolate him. But, you know, really, and Mike Huckabee, Pat Buchanan, who's been saying it for weeks now, Rush Limbaugh, and Dick Morris all are using the word coup d'etat. And I think they're right. In fact, Dick Morris has written a book called Rogue Spooks, in which he outlines the way in which the Obama administration really set up this whole stymieing of Trump's agenda. Actually, they thought Hillary was going to get in there and he'd be able to use all the people they set in place. For example, he said that the 2,000 people who were Obama appointees, they then put under, made them civil service employees, which means that they can't be fired by Trump, and immediately and
no, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do that for another time. I think you're absolutely right about that. We've talked about that on this show, and what was set up. The mechanism that was set up in the federal government to support President Obama and try to undermine Donald Trump at every moment is a history lesson for the ages. And unfortunately, we're living it right now. It's our present. But this will be studied someday. For some reason, the country doesn't have the appetite for this right now. But it is incredible what the Obama administration did. And you have to give them some credit. It was diabolical how they were able to set up a mechanism to take down Donald Trump or to attempt to take down Donald Trump. I don't think they're going to be successful. We still have a long way to go. And there's, and I'm going to get into this a little bit later, exactly what has he done so wrong? I really want to know from people that don't like Donald Trump what he did so wrong. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. John from Elizabeth, New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, John.
Something that's been lost in the fog of the Revolutionary War was Willie Lee, who was Washington's personal black servant, who rode beside him his whole life. They said anywhere you saw Washington during the Revolutionary War, Willie Lee was beside him. And some people think he was sort of George Washington's second in command, and his advice was responsible largely for winning the war. After the Revolutionary War, Willie Lee was freed. His descendants were given for three generations a pension. This was in Washington's will, which had been looked up in the internet. And after Martha Washington died, in the will, all her slaves were to be freed. So, you know, Washington is given a kind of a bad rap there. And Willie Lee, you know, he must have been responsible. Largely, without Willie Lee, we might not have won the Revolutionary War. And that, you won't hear this anywhere.
No, I'm glad. No, I've heard that before, and I think that's been reported. That thanks, John, for the phone call and for reminding us that George Washington did free his slaves. Thomas Jefferson was more egregious. You know, Thomas Jefferson, as you know, slept with his slaves and had a child with one of the slaves and never freed his slaves. And the reason he's a little bit more despicable, George Washington never liked the idea of slavery and had to compete economically at the time because others were. It's like a company trying to not use cheap labor when their competitors are. And so he did, and never liked the idea, has written letters about the idea. As soon as he had the chance, he freed his slaves. As you said, he treated them extremely well. And he never mistreated the people that were with him. It's still weird to say George Washington had slaves. Thomas Jefferson, on the other hand, you know, never did free them. And Thomas Jefferson, even though he said he was against slavery, he was not the man that we build him up to be. I don't believe he was. I think he was a great writer. He was the script writer of the revolution, is what he was. Deborah from Irvington, New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm a first caller for any radio station. You know what? I was putting a puzzle together, and it all started with Obama when he said he was going to fundamentally transform America. Do you recall that in his inaugural speech?
Yeah. Yep, I do.
Okay, so the puzzle is being put together, like the other callers were talking about. So he started with saying the police acted stupidly. Right after that, what was happening? The policemen were being attacked. And then they had Ferguson. The policemen had to stand down and let the people burn things and break things up. Okay, then what happened next? This incident down in Virginia, and they wanted Trump to lie and say nobody else did anything wrong, only the ones that they think they did wrong. But he said, no, there were other people that were doing wrong things also. So I'm not going to lie, and that's what they wanted him to lie.
Yeah, and okay? Deborah, you're right. And here's the thing. I don't know how much of it was. I know the transformation you were talking about, but I don't know how much of this was plotted out by Barack Obama, but certainly in his presidency, he talked more about race than any president that in my memory, or any president that I've read about. He talked about race constantly, but he was eloquent and subtle in siding with one side. And when he did that, he divided the country. When he was quick to come out, even before we knew the facts of the case, and say, my son was like Trayvon Martin. When he got involved in the case up in Massachusetts, when he was so quick to condemn what happened in Ferguson and side with Michael Brown, who, by the way, if Michael Brown would have lived, a cop would be dead and he'd be in jail for the rest of his life. So, yes, he divided this country like it's never been divided, and we're living through that now. This isn't happening because Donald Trump was elected president. This is happening because Barack Obama was our last president. I'll get to more of your phone calls, and we'll talk more about this when we come right back. All right, let me ask you something. And I am being very serious about this. I see, like you do, that Donald Trump's approval rating is down to, depending on what poll you use, but 35%, 38%, under 40%. Which is expected, considering the way the media has been after him and the constant protests and the constant accusations. And look, I know he's not been perfect. But shut out all that noise for a second. Try and put your emotions on check and tell me seriously what he has done to elicit that kind of vitriol. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. The Democrats have done a great job of linking every bad thing that happens in America or in the world to Donald Trump. And the media follows along like brainless minions. But really, think about it. What has he done that's so bad? And I'm not talking about his words or his tweets. What has he done that has made people so angry? Because I can't really see anything that's that bad. The economy's doing well. Jobs are being created. Stock market's going crazy. The fight against ISIS has been accelerated and more successful. Now, he wasn't able to repeal and replace Obamacare. But that can't be it, because the people who didn't like him didn't want Obamacare repealed. So they can't be mad at him for that. And many of the bad things he allegedly had done had turned out positive. Remember the European trip when he insisted that more countries pay their fair share into NATO? And he was maligned for, how dare he, ruining the relationship with our allies? How dare he demand that the NATO countries pay the amount they promised to pay? That's not fair. We should pay more. We should pay for them. Well, guess what? Many of the countries have paid up now, and more are planning to in their next budget. And so that story just goes away. If you can't attack Trump, if it's a positive for Trump, it doesn't get covered. How about North Korea? The way that Trump was attacked, you would think that it was him that was threatening the United States with nuclear weapons. Laughably, Trump was attacked for exacerbating the situation with North Korea. Exacerbating. Kim Jong moron had threatened to send a missile our way and showed pictures of the White House in flames on TV. How could we exacerbate that? How could we make that any worse? He was allowed to amass nuclear weapons under Obama and Bush, and that's Trump's fault? So Trump warned Kim Jong Pudgy Boy that if he fired off nuclear weapons, there would be fire and fury. And that was labeled irresponsible. How can you do such a thing? Now he might really do it. And Kim Jong Un stamped his feet, and he threatened to launch missiles and create a ring of fire around Guam by August 15th. And now it's August 19th. Finally, we didn't give in. And Kim Jong-un was exposed for the fraud that he is. And what happens? Was there an attaboy? Way to go. Wow, you stood up to him. You had a stare down. You made him blink. What a doofus he looks like now. Nope, the story's dropped. Trump gets no credit because the media would have to admit it was wrong. And now Charlottesville. You would think Trump was behind the wheel of that car. He just didn't speak the way the media wanted him to speak. And so it's Trump, not the Nazis, not the Klansmen, not the Antifa who were under attack. It's Trump. He denounced the white supremacist, but he dared to also attack those who resorted to violence against them. And you see, you have to think exactly the way the media thinks. You have to say things exactly the way the media wants you to say it, or you're a racist. And so now we have people defacing and destroying public property, and the media is okay with that, and Trump dare not speak out against it, so we have to have lawlessness right now. And that's okay as long as the media agrees with the purpose. But I still don't get it. I still don't see what he's done. I still don't see the horrible thing that he's done to this country. I don't get it. You have to admit it's not his actions. You just don't like him. You just didn't want him elected. You're still angry that he got in. How dare someone like him get in? We need phonies. We need fakes. We need people that just say what we want to hear and then don't do it. What has Trump done that was so horrible? 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Your phone call when we come right back. I'm easy like Sunday morning. And welcome to Sunday morning on 77 WABC. Hey, Lionel Richie was downstairs. He was at Madison Square Garden tonight. Somebody said Mariah Carey was there too. Right? Mariah Carey and Lionel Richie? 1-800-848-WABC. Now, I see you reacting to me saying what has Donald Trump done wrong. And let me clarify, and I think I made it pretty clear. I'm not talking about the tweets. I'm not talking about his personality. I'm not talking about things that he may have said, missteps. I'm talking about what has he done. What has he done that's been so wrong? Is the economy doing pretty well? Yes, it's doing pretty well. Has our standing in the world really been hurt? No. ISIS is on the run. You got North Korea standing down. You have NATO stronger. Now, he failed with Obamacare. That didn't get repealed and replaced, but it's only been 8 months. So what has he done that has elicited this hatred? That's what I want to know. Stan from Forest Hills, you're on 77 WABC. Hey, Stan.
I know you've been waiting for me. First of all, I gotta say this. Dick Gregory, one of the nicest, one of the great civil rights leaders. Before Cosby, who never was a civil rights leader, there was Dick Gregory. And there's a great joke he said, I gotta do it. He basically is in the South in Georgia, and he's at the lunch counter, 1966. And this big white guy from behind the counter comes up to him, and he's sitting there trying to order, look at the menu, and he says, we don't serve black people here. We don't serve colored people here. And Gregory says, I don't eat colored people. Dick Gregory, one of the greats, civil rights guy, a first-rate guy.
Yeah, Stan, we have to explain why we're talking about this for people that might have just tuned in case you haven't heard, Dick Gregory passed away tonight at the age of 84.
One of the and a nice guy, too. Really a nice guy. Sad to see him pass on. Now, let's get back to the unreality that is Donald Trump. You asked the question,
yep.
What is it about this guy that we all hate? What is it?
No, that's not what I asked. Not what it is about him that you all hate. What has he done wrong?
Well,
what were his actions?
If you don't know what he's done, then there's something wrong. I listened to Andy, and I listened to Louie and Tom, and Judy says he's been set up. And one other guy says he has an agenda. Now, President Obama is setting him up. This guy is setting himself up.
You still haven't told me what he's done. You still haven't told me. You haven't answered the question. You're quoting other people. You're saying about things he said. What's he done so bad?
Well, let's look at first. If we're going to look at how he started out. As a candidate, he was rude, obscene.
Again.
Wait a minute.
That's you're doing exactly what I asked you not to do. You're doing everything that has. Yeah, no, you're talking about the man. and I'll agree that there's problems. You're talking. Well, I don't want to talk about the tweets. I don't want to talk about his missteps and the way he speaks.
Oh, really?
What has he done?
You want to talk about the great things?
What is he? No, no great things. No, I want to talk about the things that are important. Like, everybody talks about who he is. Nobody talks about his agenda or what he's done. The economy's doing well. Our standing in the world is better.
Good because 20 million people stopped looking for jobs like they did under President Obama. When I hear that from the conservatives, they stopped looking, and that's why the jobs are good. When the conservatives say that, oh, that's the situation.
Wait a second. What you're saying now is just blatantly not true.
That is true.
Hold on for a second. Hold on for a second.
You're an old guy.
Would you stop for a second? You're right. They did stop looking, but participation in the workforce has gone up. And there are now 6 million jobs open that can't be filled. So participation in the workforce will go up even higher. So it's improved since then. So you're right. It was bad under Obama. It's now getting better. Go to your next point. What else has he done wrong?
The next thing is, as a president, he is unstable.
Okay, here we go. You can't come up with one thing,
Stan. What good things he's done?
No, I want you to tell me something he's done. Not who he is, not how you feel about him, not what he says, not what he tweets, what he's done.
Excuse me. A president, what he says matters.
Oh, my God.
So, what are you talking about?
So you would rather attack a man because he can't...
No, you are, though.
You're saying he's bad because of the way he says things. I'm saying that's what you just said. You haven't been able to come up with one thing, which is my point.
What's the point you're making? I don't know what the point is you're making.
Made it like 90 times, and I'll talk slower for you, Stan.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, ready? No, seriously, because you're not getting this because you don't want to get it. Put aside your bias for one second. And forget the tweets. Forget the sideshow. Forget the persona for a second. Forget what he did in the campaign, because that's all you've brought up. Tell me what he's done, what his actions have been, what he's done, which is the important stuff. You would agree with that, right? That's the important stuff. What has he done that makes you so angry with her, or makes America so angry?
Let's talk about he's the only president that did not go into the accord on the earth thing in France. What do you want to talk about, Larry? I don't understand.
No, because you don't have anything.
There's a lot of things you named.
This whole time you've talked about what he did in the campaign. You've talked about that he's unstable. But you have not been able to come up with anything except for the Paris Accord, which is voluntary and means nothing. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't have any teeth.
Well,
it's a show.
The world, and we as a country were in it, and now we're out of it because of Trump.
How does it affect the world? Stan, tell me how it affects the world.
How does it affect the
world?
Pollution?
Absolutely. How? It's all voluntary. Nobody's paying attention to it. It's a show.
It's a show.
It is. Go read up on it. I'll tell you what, Stan. I'm getting off the phone with you. Go read up on it. Go read up on the Paris Accord and see what the requirements are. There are none. It's voluntary. It was a sham. The Paris Accord is a sham. It was so we could all feel good. Hey, you know what? I'm going to start forming an anti-racism group that's going to do nothing, but you can say you're not a racist if you join it. That's what the Paris Accord was. I'm going to start a climate change group, and you'll feel better about joining it, but it has no teeth. Now, it had goals. We're going to reduce carbon emission by this much by the year, blah, 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 with no requirements. None. It was just a false promise. Sure, I'll sign. Where do you want me to sign? Yeah. Please read the Paris Accord. And then see what we had to pay. It was like NATO with no benefit to us. We had to pay in money to go to third world countries so they could fight climate change, and China gets away with doing anything they want. India gets away with doing anything they want, and it was a sham. It would have made the world more polluted. I like him too. I just like the guy. He's a nice guy. And yet he gets me going every single week. Did he come up with one thing except for the bogus Paris Accord? Did he come up with one thing? Seriously, he came up with nothing. He thought he was unstable and he thought he campaigned poorly. Fine. Fine. You think he's unstable. I didn't like him in the campaign either. But I can't point to something and say, boy, that's horrible. He did this. That's horrible. There really isn't one thing since he's been president. We just make up things to be outraged about. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Stu from the Poconos, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
I'm a little wound up. Go ahead, Stu, you're on the air. What happened?
Well, your question about Trump is what has he done? There's a statement that was made by a famous author, and I can't tell you right offhand, but basically a time of total deceit, telling the truth will be a noble act. And so what Trump said to Hillary Clinton, which has a track record of crime, which she and her husband, you can't even write the book. Stephen King couldn't write the book. I used to be like them, but I'm not now, and I want to drain the swamp. That put a lot of fear. And so if he did something that scared people, that was it, because John F. Kennedy, when he gave his EO 1111-0 speech, in that speech, he said basically the same thing. Now, who are these people? These people are our own government people that are corrupt military-industrial complex. Kennedy wanted to smash the CIA, number one. And two, the Dulles brothers and a whole bunch of them were corrupt. So now here you got Trump wanting to drain the swamp. And D.C. is a swamp. So what did he do? He scared the living daylights out of these people down in Washington, D.C. Not only there, but around the world.
Yeah, and hey, I think, but the thing is, Stu, and look, I'm sorry I'm running up against a break here, but I agree with you. I don't think it's just the military complex. I do think there's this intelligence complex. I guess complex is the wrong word, but there is this intelligence bureaucratic machine in Washington that he insulted early on. And has been infiltrated with Obama people that has been against him since the beginning. That's why we've had all of these leaks of classified information. I've told this story before, but I knew a guy named Kurt Weldon who was in Congress for a long time. I was friends with him, and he was about to be chair of the Foreign Relations Committee. And he really ticked off the Clintons, and he made the intelligence community mad because he pointed out that they should have known 9/11 was coming. And there was a group in Brooklyn, and there was a group in Minnesota that they had information on, and they didn't share information. They didn't act on information. Well, they were mad at him, and the Clintons sent up a guy to run against him that wasn't even from the area but was an admiral in Washington. And they sent him up to run against him. And just before Election Day, several days before Election Day, his home was raided by the FBI. Actually, no, wait a second. Let me change that. It wasn't his home. It was his daughter's home that was raided by the FBI. And his attorney's home that was raided by the FBI. Now, they never found anything, and it never came out what they raided it about, but it made the papers. And guess what? The media was alerted. And he lost re-election after winning all the time. If they want you out, they're going to take you out. And that's a scary thing. All right, just for the record, I asked a simple question. Why are you so mad at Donald Trump? For the people that are angry at him, why are you so angry about him? And I asked people to put their bias aside for a second, forget the noise from the media, forget the noise from the protests in the streets, And even forget the personality of Donald Trump, which can irritate you sometimes. I know it irritates me. Remember, I wasn't a big fan of him during the campaign. But what has he done? Because remember, it's not just because you lost the election, and it's not just because he tweets something that makes you mad or he doesn't say things properly. It's not all of that. What has he done wrong? And Stan called a moment ago and said, what? What has he done wrong? I'll list some things. Okay, go ahead. Then he went back to the campaign. No, nuh-uh. Well, he's unstable. That's your opinion. No. What has he done? And only thing he could come up with was leaving the Paris Accord, and nobody else has called. I've been looking at the board. Nobody else has called to be able to come up with one thing that he's done wrong. So we're upset. When I say we, I mean as a country, because he only has a 35% approval rating, because we're being led around by the nose by the media to believe that he's a horrible president when you can't come up with a thing except with the Paris Accord, which means nothing. Come up with one thing that he's done wrong. So you have no idea why you're angry. You're just angry. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Sandy in Westchester, you're in 77 WABC.
Yes, Larry, you're one of my favorite people, and so glad about your show being on every week. And I just have a quick comment on Stan over there that called us. He was getting me so aggravated. You asked a simple question he couldn't answer the whole time he was on. I can't, this is what's wrong with, this is why we have so many problems in this country. No one even know. He even said he didn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah, and here's the thing about that. He's not alone. I don't want to just pick on Stan. He's not alone.
I know.
There are so many people like that when you say, okay, forget all that. Forget all the stuff. Forget Charlottesville. Forget that he said the wrong thing. Forget his tweets for a second. He's done a pretty good job other than that, right? And then they'll say, well, no. Well, okay, tell me. What has he done? And you can't get anybody to come up with anything.
Exactly. Because this is what I mean. I don't know, their mind is just not there. This is why we're having so many problems in this country, because of people who think like that. They can't even think. They're not thinking.
Well, no, you know, I get it. I kind of get it. Thanks a lot, Sandy. I kind of get it. I mean, you're being told by the media every single day that this guy's awful. He's horrible. He's the worst president ever. And then people believe it because they don't think for themselves, or they're so biased, or they're so part of the other side, they're so Democratic, they can't accept anything else but that. And so the people that are saying he's bad are preaching to the choir with them. It's interesting. It really is fascinating. I'll ask the question again. So what has he done? Not his tweets, not what he said, not the personality of him. What has he done except for the Paris Accord? 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Doreen from Brooklyn, you're on 77 WABC. Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Clemente.
Yeah, hi, Doreen.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. First time calling.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate you calling. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I'm just calling with regards to your question about the president.
Okay.
You know, I find it kind of hyperbole, I would say. Because you're asking, what does he do? Why so many people against him? But, you know, in life, they always said, whatever you do in life, you must humble yourself. I learned that from back home in the West Indies.
Okay.
And he's not that type of person. And to my experience, because I watch politics a lot, he tells a lot of lies. He acts like a bully. He goes after everybody.
Okay.
And I think he's also a racist, too.
All right, Doreen, you think he's racist?
Yes.
What makes you believe he's a racist?
Because the way how he treats people.
But does he treat black people poorly?
No, not
no,
really.
Okay, well, that would be being a racist,
because
right?
Even the people that are working in administration, look how he's a whole Republican. He goes after everybody.
Okay, that's not being a racist, though.
When you act like that.
But, Doreen, that's not being a racist. If you're being a bully, I'll take that. You know, he talks like no other politician we've ever had, ever. And I get that. But that wasn't the question. That's not what I said, Doreen. And again, still, everybody goes to his personality. Everybody goes to what he says. I was asking specifically for something he did, some action that he did that would make him a bad president, that would make it be good. Wow, he really ruined the economy. Or, wow, he really hurt our relations with somebody. You know, or boy, he didn't come through on this. The only thing I can see really is Obamacare. But then most people, if you listen to the polls, like Obamacare, so they shouldn't be upset with him on that. So what else is there?
Well, what I'm saying, I mean, the question is so tricky for people to answer, because if you do good, people are going to say you do good. If you do bad, people are going to say you do bad. And you know what? His personality and everything is just a mixture of everything, because I see quite a few presidents, and I never see anybody act like this one here.
Yeah, but Doreen,
why he has to go after his own Republicans them all the time?
Because they're awful. The Republican Party has been awful. They promise you something and then don't do it. So they said for 7 years they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare, and they didn't have the ability to do it.
Okay, my next question. Why is it he has to always not telling the truth?
Okay, when did he lie?
Oh, my God.
Well, give me one.
You want me to tell you all of them?
Yes, please, give me one.
This man never speak the truth.
Give me one.
Oh, my. It will take up tonight and tomorrow.
Give me one.
I hope you listen to...
Not tonight and tomorrow. Just give me one.
Okay. When they had a thing happening in Paris yesterday, I think, he said something about this gentleman with the pig and the shot. Why he keeps repeating that? And it's not true. They debunk it.
The what is it again? I missed that. I'm sorry. I just couldn't understand it, Doreen.
No. When the thing happened in Paris 2 days ago, on the campaign trail, he was talking about a man with some shots, and the man took it out and tell him to go and do something else, and debunk it, and they keep repeating it, and it's not true.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm sure that it was something that I missed, and I'll look it up, but I'm not sure. Has there been some things that he said that, like every single politician in the world, has there been some things that he said where I thought to myself, man, that doesn't sound accurate, that doesn't sound right. But again, I've asked for something that he's done. And then you said for a second, well, that's a trick question or whatever you said, or that's hard to do. It's his personality. I've asked you specifically to get away from his personality. I don't care. Here's me. This is just me. I don't care if he's the biggest jerk in the world. We've had jerks in the White House from the beginning of the country. I don't care. John Adams was a mean SOB. Andrew Jackson was as bad as they come. Truman was ornery. But if they get the job done, do you care? Do you really care? If the economy is rolling around and our standing in the world is better and he gets infrastructure through it, he fixes the tax code, that's good, right? That's what I'm saying. I want to find out why you think he's a bad president. What is so bad about him? And so far, everybody goes to his personality, which I said, just take that out of the equation for a moment. Try to look at what he's done and not what you don't like about him. Now, if you were to say, wow, he really screwed up with North Korea and look, they launched nuclear missiles, that's valid. That I could see, well, he did screw up on that. But it didn't turn out that way, did it? So you have to admit you were wrong about him on that. At least for now. Now, it could change, but right now, they said August 15th is August 19th. You see what I'm going at? Is that your feelings about him have to do with something you don't like about him personally, or something you heard in the media, or your own political bias because you're a Democrat or you're a liberal. And so I'm just trying to help you see beyond that. Beyond the media and behind the facade that's been built up about Donald Trump. Again, Doreen just said a moment ago, he's a racist. Okay, prove it. Tell me something he's done that makes him a racist. Couldn't come up with a thing. Something he's done that's been so bad as president. other than what he said or his personality. Nobody can come up with one thing. So don't you start to question then why you feel the way you do about him? 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. More of your phone calls when we come right back. That was a slow build in that song. I thought there was a problem. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Greg from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, Greg.
So the question is, what has Trump done that's not so good, right? That's
right.
The operative question?
Yep.
Okay. I was going to first, as a joke, say, well, it's George Norquist. This is insurance man, so that's according to criminal.
Is that true?
Yeah, he's been his insurance broker since Atlantic City in the 80s.
Oh, that's a riot.
Norquist is like an honorary member of this club down there with a quarter of a...
Oh, I know. He's not an honorary member. He paid.
He paid, but it's incestuous. Anyway, what has Trump done? Okay. The guy he put in the head that the EPA is now undoing 50 years worth of regulations that are going to poison the air, earth, and water that our kids and our grandchildren will be drinking. He's right smack up with the corporate polluters. It's amazing. The other thing is the corporate lady he put as head of the Department of Education. We used to have one hell of a public education system in our country maybe 40 or 50 years ago. She's going to really, it'll be the death knell of it because all the private schools will get their vouchers. Everybody's happy in the suburbs. The hell with the rest of it.
Okay, Greg, before you go on, let me take those two things. Because you're saying because he put somebody in charge of the EPA that was getting rid of some regulations that many people thought were onerous.
Yeah,
got rid of those regulations so that the businesses could thrive.
Yeah, the pesticide companies, the chemical companies.
No, that's not true. That's just absolutely not true. Like, for instance, you couldn't build close, like the Coastal Water Act along the Delaware River, for instance. Let's take that. And the Hudson River. You couldn't build certain plants right near the water.
And
no, that's not true. And so now they've gotten rid of the delay in being able to get. They didn't say you can build there yet. What they've gotten rid of is the delay in your appeals. And so this idea that because this guy got in, he got rid of all of these regulations is, well, let's just wait and see. And also with Betsy DeVos, you know, she has a philosophy about schools that is, yes, you're right, she's not high on public education across the country. She wants to see more charter schools, and she wants to see school choice. That doesn't mean she's anti-education. That means she's anti-bad schools.
She's anti-working people. Ever been to Grand Rapids?
Real? How do you say she's anti-working people? You know who's for school choice? You know who's really for school choice? You go to some of the inner cities.
I worked in Grand Rapids for a couple weeks.
Okay.
That whole area, Kent County, is run by that family. It's like a feudal society there.
So that has nothing to do with her running the Department of Education.
But it's where they come out of. The biggest thing that scares me, quite frankly, and you're a good guy, I think you're trying to do the right thing, right now, and this is the Financial Times and the German and French business newspapers saying this, they're putting in these bunch of clowns in the Fed and everything else, the commerce, they want to deregulate everything that has kept us from having 2008 all over again. They're predicting now, two and a half years from now, an unbelievable...
Wait a second, Greg, seriously, you think that was fixed? We could be on the cusp of another housing collapse because that was not fixed. That had nothing to do with Trump. That has nothing to do with Trump. That has to do with Obama. He filled the White House with Goldman Sachs. White House. So you're telling me this is Trump's fault?
Obama was just as bad in so many ways. What I'm trying to say is that now they want to get rid of the few regulations that are preventing these things from happening. But 2 years from now, Trump's going to be out of office, and overgrouping Fuhrer Pence is going to be in there, who doesn't believe in regulations whatsoever.
I think that if Trump's out of office, Pence will not be in there. It'll be a Democrat.
Vice President? No, I mean, like, this is like a year from now.
Oh, you think he's going to, Greg, come on, man.
I'm wondering if he'll be in a couple weeks. The other thing is, dear Larry, I worked in Europe, as you know, you hate hearing that. A lot of my former colleagues in Europe are emailing me every week now. They're saying, and they're Germans.
Okay.
A lot of them are Germans. They look at Trump as a disgrace to the German people because he's, you know, German, if you will. They think he's an idiot. He can't decide anything. He's on the side.
Oh, no, I can see why they would think that. I can see why they would think that because of the way he's portrayed in the media. But at the same time, Germany's going to kick up their 2%. So it sounds like that they're going to cave to what his demands.
From what I have heard, basically, is that, how do I put this? For them to see pictures of people from the United States carrying torches, and Virginia's an open to carry place. These guys had guns. They beat the hell out of an African American school teacher. Nobody's talked about that, right? Only Greg Palaces report that. He's a great reporter. This was a demonstration that doesn't seem possible. That couldn't happen in Germany.
They
chanted anti-Semitic stuff in front of the synagogue. Because they're emboldened now with this stuff. I got to be honest, man. These groups. Yeah. But I lived over there in the late 80s. My godmother was mad at me. I went to work there because we're, you know, part Slovak. She lived under German occupation.
Right.
When I was over there about half a year, all my neighbors one day got together. I realized a lot of them are really good people. They had nothing to do with Hitler. They endured the children of the rubble, if you will, after the war. The thing is, that one night when a whole group of us got together, I went to make a phone call back here to the States. I go to a phone booth. And I see this heinous thing stuck to the phone booth. And there's this horrible picture of a black person. There's a horrible picture of a Jewish person, like out of like Mouse, those cartoons. And it says, agree with us in German. There's two addresses, one in West Virginia, one in Northern New Jersey, the National Alliance. Those were the guys marching.
And here's the thing is, Greg, and thanks again for the phone call, I guess. Man. So Greg just went through these deregulation of the EPA and the removal of regulations, and yet that really has not been done. And then he went after Betsy DeVos because of the way she ran Grand Rapids, and she's going to ruin the public education system, and that hasn't been done. So really there's nothing that's been done. And then he wants me to not like the president because his friends in Germany say that he's an idiot. Okay, great. I can watch CNN if I want to hear people say that he's an idiot. That doesn't mean he is. And the idea that because there's a KKK march in Charlottesville that we should have ignored, that we should have let them just scream in a vacuum. We give them power when we show them on TV. We give them power when you protest against them. That would have been a nothing rally. It would have been there, they would have screamed, and they would have gone home. But what happened? Because the Democrats and the left and people like Greg don't like Donald Trump, they make it much bigger than it is. And then you give the KKK power, you give the white supremacist power. Don't you see? What gets me is that we're being used so much in this whole thing. And passions rise up and people are going to get hurt like Heather Heyer did. The poor girl died in Charlottesville. Why? Because we had to make that bigger than it was because we don't like Donald Trump. Heather Heyer died because the Democrats want to win the midterm elections. That's what that was all about. That's why there was such a big protest against them. Because we had to make it bigger than it was so we could pin it to Donald Trump. And rise passions. Get everybody worked up. You guys got to keep that passion going till 2018, right? You're playing around with people's emotions and passions, and you're playing around with the divide in this country. You're trying to make the divide wider so that you have power, political power. And you do it for your own profit, and you do it for your own campaign funds. And it's absolutely despicable. Don't point the finger at Donald Trump. You got to point the finger at yourself a little bit. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We're coming back. after the news. This is what Greg from Dumont was talking about. A 20-year-old Virginia native was beaten by white supremacists during the weekend's violence in Charlottesville. And he is seen being beaten on a video that's gone viral and some photographs. DeAndre Harris, who is black, and a few of his friends went to Emancipation Park at around 11 o'clock last Saturday to protest the Unite the Right rally, to voice my opinion on racial tensions and to literally stand up for what I believe in. This is what he wrote on his GoFundMe fundraising page. He was there a few minutes, he said, on the website when he was hit with water bottles, pepper sprayed, and had derogatory slurs hurled at him. He claims he was beaten. I hope he's pressed charges. And believe me, look, I'm not defending the white supremacists that were in Charlottesville. I'm just saying that we should ignore them and not give them all this attention. They're beginning to give the attention for other reasons. And if they beat this poor young man, they should be charged. They should be charged with assault and battery. If there's a video of them, I hope they're trying to arrest them. Just like in all of these acts, if there are videos of these acts of violence on both sides and these acts of tearing down statues, which is destruction of public property, I hope there are arrests. It doesn't matter. Once you commit violence, it doesn't matter which side you're on. You've committed a crime. And I do hope they go after everybody. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Russell from White Plains. Hey, Russell.
Hi, Larry. Doreen was referring to the false news about Black Jack Pershing and dipping the bullets in pig's blood.
Yeah, I looked it up right after she was on, and it was something he said during the campaign and then alluded to it in a tweet. Here's the interesting thing about that. Although there's not any evidence that Pershing himself did that, there was a guy that worked with Pershing that would kill Muslims and then bury them with a pig. So but you're right. I mean, I got it. I got the point.
Mm-hmm. That's wartime. And Larry, I don't think the question is what Trump has done, because he's going to be able to do less and less. It's what this country of ours is going to do because he is president and Hillary is not. Number one of three, we wouldn't be getting rid of all these monuments to injustice. Number two, we wouldn't be getting rid of the national anthem at ball games, because that's coming. And number three, Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback who's being blackballed by the NFL, a failing monopoly, he would not be receiving tens of millions of dollars, which is what he's going to get, and the support of hundreds of police in New York, and he's not even going to have to get his head banged around from concussions anymore.
All right, let's talk about the last one. Okay. You raised a lot of points, but let's talk about the last one for a second.
Sure.
If you're running a business, right? Let's just say you're running a business, and by the way, they're not failing. It's not a failing monopoly. I agree with you. It's a monopoly. It's not a failing monopoly. They're doing very well.
Attendance is down.
Yeah, but they're making a fortune. They don't care about attendance. They care about the money. The bottom line is they're making more money than they've ever made before. Because they want to keep their brand popular. But that's not the reason he's not making teams. There's two reasons he's not making teams. And I agree with you. He's better than some of the quarterbacks that were picked up. And so he should be a backup on a team. He can't be a starting quarterback because he stunk the last 2 years. He really did. He did stink. He got benched.
I don't follow anymore.
Oh, yeah, he got benched. He got benched. So, but I think he should make a team. Here's the problem. He can't be a starter right now because he's not good enough to be a starter. So he'd be a backup quarterback. Let's say you're the owner and you've got millions of dollars, maybe $1 billion in a team, right? You're a coach that's trying to compete. Do you want your backup quarterback causing so much controversy and getting so much attention? Do you need that distraction on your team?
Well, when it results in the removal of the national anthem at ball games, I don't think that's a very good thing, personally. But, you know, you claim that I don't
you,
like...
Wait a second, you're claiming something that there's no evidence is going to happen.
Read the sports pages, Larry.
I read the sports pages religiously. They're not going to get rid of the national anthem at games.
They're getting rid of the national anthem.
I don't see it coming. You see it coming.
In 1969, Larry, in government schools, I went to them. I wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and it was gone that next year. I was very surprised.
You were the Colin Kaepernick of your time.
Well, there were a lot of us doing that, and now there's a lot of white ball players supporting him. The police are supporting him. This wouldn't be happening if Trump wasn't president. Thank you, Donald Trump. And you know what else? Now that Bannon is gone, we've got
Colin Kaepernick started this when Obama was president.
Let me just get back to Hillary Clinton White House without even having to have Hillary there, okay? It's now with Bannon gone, and I like Bannon. Okay, he was against cruise missiles on Syria. He's against intervention in Afghanistan. He's realistic to North Korea. He's the only good part of Trump. And now it's Hillary Democrats in charge. And so he's not going to be able to do anything. It's what we're going to do in reaction to him. And Larry, one thing I want to ask you, because as a friend, I want to ask you, do you have the moral clarity to declare which side of this you are on? Because fellow travelers will always deny collusion. And these
which side of which I'm on?
Which side of this struggle are you on? Because anti-fascists, Larry, are yelling fire in a burning theater, and you just want to sit in your seat, Larry. And I think you're very wrong, and you'll look back and agree with me someday.
No, I don't think the anti-fascists are right. I can't stand the white supremacists, and I can't stand the KKK, and I wish we would do what we did in the past and just ignore them, because they have no power. They have none. They have no power, and they're small. They're clowns.
If they had walked through those streets with those torches, and Larry, I want to ask you, would you be one of those nice people walking with those guys with the torches?
Oh, of course not, Russell. You know what? I mean, if you're going to insult me, no, of course not. Of course not. No. I think what they did was reprehensible. It's just that they've had these marches and these rallies, and they're small in number in other places, and nobody cares. You let them do their thing, and then you ignore them, or you go protest against them. I don't mind the protesting against them. That's very American. It's extremely constitutional, and I don't mind that. But when you show up just to incite violence, there's something really wrong with that. You have to support free speech. You have to support free speech even when you don't like it. And the best way to deal with a group that's dying for attention, that's why they dress like that. That's why they have these rallies to get attention. And when you give them what they want, you understand that you're being self-destructive. And Russell, look, I understand you believe all these things are going to happen, and you believe Donald Trump is a horrible human being and a horrible president. It may be a horrible human being. I don't think he's been a horrible president so far in the 8 months he's been in. Time will tell. But I believe you're wrong when you make big statements about what's going to happen in the future. Donald Trump's going to stay in office unless this investigation finds something that we're not seeing right now. He's going to stay in office. And look, I put you on all the time, but don't ever say them something like, would you join them with torches? What is that? What does that mean? Did I say anything except that I find them reprehensible? Did I say anything except to denounce them? I don't even understand that. I don't even understand the comment, to tell you the truth. And I'm offended by it. But I'll get over it. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Deborah from Paramus, you're in 77 WABC.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Deborah.
I just want to tell everybody what Donald Trump did for us. I see a lot of people calling and they're complaining and whining. Very simple. President Donald J. Trump saved us from the wrath of Hillary Clinton and her perverted, impeachable husband. And if he did nothing and just sat there and took a nap, we are much better off than if she got in. And that's it, simply. That's the way I see it.
Well, and he also put John Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, or Neil Gorsuch, excuse me.
Yeah,
I keep mixing him up with a friend of mine.
He did nothing. Thank you. And all this protesting, everything, they're just whining. They lost. And that's it. That's all it is. They're just splitting hairs. They're looking for reasons to find fault. That's it.
Yeah.
But you'd think of if she were in the White House today, what we would be going through. the lies, the secrecy behind, like, look at Solyndra, look at Whitewater, Webb, Hubble, all the things that went on in the past that people forget about. They only live in the moment. Do, you know, some people should read and do some history and see what went on. So, thank you.
All right, Deborah, thank you. Thank you so much for the phone call. I really appreciate it. If there was two choices, you know, that you had Donald Trump or you had Hillary Clinton, and that was the reason I voted for Donald Trump. I voted for him because I didn't want Hillary Clinton and because I liked the idea of having... I voted for Neil Gorsuch. That's who I voted for, more than anybody else. And got him, and he went on the Supreme Court. You know there's a push now to take down statues of Bill Clinton by people on the right saying, if we're going to take down statues, how about taking his down? He was impeached, sex scandals. There's a statue of him in South Dakota. Personally, I don't think you... Look, taking down statues is a local issue, unless it's on federal land, but it's a local issue. If a municipality, if Charlottesville decides they want to take this statue down, for whatever reason, they believe that it espouses racism, it memorializes a horrible time in our history. I can't argue with them. It's a local decision. They can do that if they want to. But you can't a group of people, a lynch mob, can't go and tear these things down or deface them. That's a criminal act. I don't mind any of these protests. I don't mind any of these actions until they become a criminal act. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Gino from the Bronx, you're on 77 WABC.
Well, now that we had Stanley the Snake and Russell the Rottweiler call in to infest the airwaves, let me get back to the question that you actually asked 40 minutes ago when we wasted 40 minutes of airtime. You want to know what I think Trumpster did wrong? I'll tell you exactly what he did wrong. Starting with his appointments. Starting with the fact that Reince twice, three times a Priebus was his chief of staff. And the rhinos have been dominating ever since. They've been getting nothing done in the House, in the Senate. And that's why last week I predicted boldly that the Democrats are actually going to take back the Senate. Because idiot Republicans that he apparently colludes with and allows to infest the Senate, like Bitch McConnell and appointing his dumbass wife as Secretary of Transportation, who has done nothing just to appease Bitchy. Bitchy couldn't even get the skinny repeal through because of those three stooges that stabbed the Trumpster in the back. All three Republican slimeball establishment slobs. That's one mistake. Letting go of Steve Bannon, not having made him chief of staff from the beginning, was a huge mistake. And because he disagreed with him on North Korea, because he supposedly undercut him about the military option, there is no realistic military option that we could do against a fat boy in North Korea. That's what Steve Bannon meant to say. But, of course, the scum in the media and that slimeball Kuttner misinterpreted and did so intentionally just to get Steve Bannon out. And then we have the wonderful cases where the Trumpster actually is supporting that mutt from Alabama, the one that actually voted against the first full repeal of Obamacare, and actually supported him instead of supporting Judge Roy Moore, who actually is now in a runoff with that idiot Heller from the Senate from Alabama. I'm hoping and praying that Roy Moore kicks his ass and takes that sorry sap out of there, because this way the Trumpster learns that when you backstab or you let the Republican establishment backstab the social conservatives and the evangelicals that helped them win the South and helped them beat Ted Cruz in the primaries, that they're going to lose the House and the Senate because he's putting people in that are randy-pandy, nothing, no-alls, do-nothings. So I just gave you three examples of what the Trumpster did wrong. I still give him an overall grade that's a C-plus because he has done some things right. But when he appointed that sock puppet idiot attorney general because he helped him win those three southern states, what is the first thing that fool does? He recuses himself from the Russia investigation, and because of that, we have Mueller and Mueller's oats and all the other fools that have been going Russia, Russia, Russia for the last 5 months, and that also encourages the other slime balls in Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all the other scum in the left-wing biased fake news media the best of Trump's.
All right, Gino, I gotta wrap this up, but I will have a bet with you on the Senate.
That's right, and
there's
you're gonna pay me.
There's no
and
way
you're gonna pay me publicly.
All right,
you're gonna buy me the best chicken parmesan dinner I ever ate at your expense.
All right, and then you're doing the same for me, right?
I'll cook it for you.
All right,
I'm
Gino,
the best cook you'll ever know.
All right, thanks a lot, Gino. My wife won't be offended by that, I'm sure. Angelo from Rockaway, you're on 77 WABC.
Larry, it's a pleasure to speak to you. I've been trying to speak to you all night. Listen, this is the deal. Let me explain to you something. This man is fantastic. Forget about his personality. I don't want to hear you wasting your time with a lot of these callers. He has done everything great as far as trying to make America great again. I don't care if this guy goes to the bathroom backwards. I don't care what his personality is. It's what he does. This guy is an alpha male. Do you understand what that means? An alpha male is a man. Forget about being a president. First, he's a man or a woman, in that matter. Forget about Hillary. She's not an alpha woman. He's a man that has a set of cojones. Cojones means, you know what that
means. Well, that's how he would go to the bathroom backwards, right?
Exactly. Now, look, this man is fantastic. All he wants to do is make this country strong again and not have everybody step over us like in the Obama and the Bill Clinton presidency. Okay, just like Reagan. This man is fantastic. I'm just sitting back and letting this all happen because I know it's going to be good. Now, I've been a conservative for all my life. My wife, she's Irish. She's a Republican. And we believe in this country. And let me explain to you something. As far as these monuments, I'm offended. Where were these people when Obama was president? All of a sudden now, you walk past a monument and you get offended? These little snowflakes? Let me explain to you something. These people, they're full of it, okay?
Yeah, this is all about Trump. This is all about arousing passions. There's no question.
It's just all personal. Now, let me explain to you something. I need to correct you. I know you're a very smart man.
That's okay.
Your opinion is very valued on the radio. But I need to correct you about, listen to me.
Go ahead.
I'm a Hispanic man. I'm a Hispanic. But I was raised and born in this country. Let me explain to you about the white nationals, about the white supremacy. Let me explain to you something, what these people are. The only thing they want to do is whatever their agenda is, but I know it's about preserving the United States and the founding fathers, and because our country was founded in a republic. They're looking at this country fall down the drain by the liberals. When I first came,
Angelo,
when I first became
Angelo, Angelo, correct, Angelo, I'm gonna cut you off for a second. Look at the white nationals and the white supremacists. Just the fact that they put white in the beginning of that, they're not just talking about bringing the country back to the time of our founding fathers. That's not all they're talking about. If you're talking about making America strong and you want a great economy and you want America to work for everybody and everybody to be able to get jobs, that's great. Once you start saying, I want all of that for just white people, that's a problem. Once you start saying we want whites to be supreme, that's a problem. We're built, if you want to take it back to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, we want equality for all. That's what the Constitution says. Now, it didn't live up to that in 1776. It didn't live up to that for almost 100 years, and some would say it hasn't lived up to it yet. But at least it was an ideal that we held as true and as valuable. And it's an ideal we should always live up to. So please don't say that I'm misunderstanding what the white supremacists are saying. I understand completely what they're saying. And even when they don't come out and say it, I know what they want and I know what they mean. And I want nothing to do with them. And I wish that's the way we treated them. That go ahead. It's, you know, like you're a racist uncle you might have. Let them rant and rave and ignore him. As long as they don't commit a crime, don't listen to them. It's when you give them a microphone or when you give them a platform or when you protest against them that you make them into something that they wouldn't be without you. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. More phone calls when we come right back. I just don't see it. Gino was on saying the Republicans are going to win the Senate. I don't see it. They'd have to lose three seats. And right now, the only Republican seat that seems to be in some jeopardy is in Indiana. And I'm looking around. Maybe Jeff Flake in Arizona, although I think he's going to pull it out. No, Heller in Nevada. That's what it is, not Indiana. That's a Democratic seat that's in jeopardy in Indiana. Heller in Nevada is the seat that's just leaning Republican but isn't Republican. That's the seat. But other than that, I mean, there's four Democratic seats that are in some trouble. So there is a possibility the Republicans might actually pick up seats in 2018. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. Linda from Long Island, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Linda.
I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
How do you feel about a public official, someone in, I don't know what her position is, what job is, but she works for the government. Her name, I believe this, it was on the news a couple of days ago. I believe her name is Nagel. I don't remember her first name, Michelle or Melissa, Michelle something, Nagel. She has a position with the government, and she put it out there that they should assassinate Trump and perhaps his family, but they should assassinate him. Now, this is worse than anything else I've ever heard, ever. How about saying we should assassinate Clinton, Hillary Clinton? How about Obama? We should assassinate them. What do you think people would do? What is going on? What is going to be done about it? She refuses to leave. She said, I won't resign. Now, they should get rid of her. That's a crime. Incite to riot, that's a crime.
I cannot find the story. As you're talking, I'm looking it up, trying to find out what you're talking about.
I heard it twice on the news, yes, 2 days ago, I think it was.
A woman named Nagel.
Nagel. Her last name is Nagel.
N-A-G-E-L.
I don't know. I assume. I don't know, L-E. I don't know how you spell her name. I never heard of her before.
Right. I can't find the story. Maybe somebody else can call in and tell us what that's all about. I have not been able to find the person. 1-800-848-WABC. Tony from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
She was talking about the Missouri governor.
That's not Nagel, right?
No. Is it Alex? I can't see the name. Maria Chapel Nadal. I'm sure I'm butchering that.
Nadal. I'll look it up. Go ahead. What was your point?
Anyway, so what I wanted to say is, look, I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative Republican. I could not vote for Trump because of the man. I couldn't vote for Hillary either. I voted for the third party guy that was just a protest vote. Anyway, my biggest
Gary Johnson?
Yes. Protest vote, I promise you. So my biggest problem with Trump is I want him to learn that his words are the most powerful tool a president has. I mean, Reagan was the greatest president of my lifetime. He was the great compromiser. He was a master of words. You know, he said famous things like tear down this wall, touch the face of God after the Challenger disaster. That the man was brilliant, and I really think that the way Trump bullies people and the way he talks really hurt the passage of real important bills. I mean, I think he probably, if he were a different person, like the way he treated people, the way he spoke, maybe he could have actually helped get the repeal of Obamacare done.
Maybe. Tony, I don't think so, though. You might be right. I mean, that's a strong possibility, but I don't think it was that vote was really as close as the final vote seemed to be. I think John McCain gave a lot of Republican senators cover. John McCain was willing to take the no vote and told these other Republicans that wanted to vote no, I got this. I'm going to vote no. You can vote yes, so you can go back to your Republican base, and they'll think that you voted yes. But if there was a lot of people that had troubles with that bill, and so I'm not sure he could have got that through. And there was really no other bill that he hasn't been able to get through. So that's the one. That's the only major piece of legislation so far. There's been some other smaller pieces that have gotten through. So, but to your bigger point about the way he bullies and what he says, no, I have problems with it too. I absolutely have problems with it. I just knew there was two choices. You voted for as a protest vote. I thought the Supreme Court was more important than that.
And I'm thrilled with his pick for the Supreme Court. That is the one thing that I do like that he has done that's fairly permanent. A lot of the other things that he's been able to do, I'm concerned that, you know, they're easily undone by the next president if it happened to be a Democrat. All the regulations that he undid, which is great. A lot of the EPA things that are blocking important pipelines and other issues, I'm all for that. But they're very easily undone by the next guy if he's a Democrat. So, you know, I want good permanent legislation through Congress, and that's the way I want him to govern. The other thing is, you know, he's being treated so unfairly by the media, and every Republican is, but I think because of his coarse nature, he's getting even more of the ire of the media than any other president would. I mean, it amazes me that he says things, and he's evil. He says, you know, women grab him, right? But other people, what they have done is okay. Clinton, Monica Lewinsky, completely forgiven.
Right, and that's my bigger point, Tony. Thanks for the call. My bigger point when I started talking about what has he done is that you're right. There's been people that have gotten away with awful things because they have a better facade and they're a little bit more eloquent and they're more of a politician. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have that filter that they have. And so even though they've done some more egregious things, you know, if you think about some of the things that have done, just imagine if Donald Trump was sending drone planes all over the world and killing people and killed some Americans. Imagine the outrage. President Obama did it every month. No outrage. None. It was okay. Nobody even talked about it. By the way, here's the story about the Missouri lawmaker that a caller was talking about a moment ago. A Missouri lawmaker started the day by making a comment on Facebook that would soon lead to calls for her resignation and even catch the attention of the Secret Service. 2 days after President Donald Trump once again blamed both sides for violence at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Democratic State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadel, that's it, went on her personal Facebook page Thursday morning to vent. I put up a statement saying, I really hate Trump. He's causing trauma and nightmare. That's my original post. The Facebook post received many responses. And to one of the responses, she replied, I hope Trump is assassinated. She would later explain that she didn't actually wish him harm. Well, then don't say that, idiot. She didn't actually wish him harm, but she wrote it out of frustration. I didn't mean what I put up. Absolutely not. Well, there you go. Here's your answer. Then all he has to say is, I didn't mean it, right? I mean, all Donald Trump has to say is, I didn't mean it. It was in response to the concerns that I am hearing from the residents of St. Louis. Wow. She should resign just because she's a moron. You were responding to the frustrations. See, I was being pressured by the people of St. Louis. They're the ones that influenced me. So it's not me. I wrote that I want Donald Trump assassinated, but it's their fault. They're the ones that put me up to it. What a coward. If you write it and you didn't mean it, apologize. If you write it and you did mean it, stand by it and resign. Don't blame your constituents for your idiocy. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We're coming right back. Just wrapping up the show. We have about 10 minutes left. I want to thank everybody for calling tonight. We've had full boards the entire night. I really appreciate that. I think I'm going to try to get to everybody. I wanted to play one thing, though. Because everybody says Trump is connected with the Nazis and he's inspired the white supremacists. Here's the truth. The real Nazis, not the German Nazis, the American Nazis, the white supremacists, the KKK, they don't like Donald Trump. Vice News did some great reporting from Charlottesville, and they interviewed Christopher Cantwell from the Radical Agenda, which is a white supremacist group. And he said he's been waiting for a politician to come along like Donald Trump to clean things up, but he doesn't like Donald Trump. Why?
Somebody like Donald Trump who does not give his daughter to a Jew.
So Donald Trump, but like more racist.
A lot more racist than Donald Trump. I don't think that you could feel about race the way I do and watch that Kushner bastard walk around with that beautiful girl, okay?
How about that? Wow. So you're tying Donald Trump to a group who doesn't like him because his daughter and son-in-law are Jewish. The whole thing makes no sense. To blame Donald Trump somehow for all this. It is vilely dishonest, and yet it keeps getting reported, and there's a large portion of the population that just laps it up. 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. John from Brooklyn, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, John.
It makes a lot of sense what you just said.
What part?
All of it.
Oh, good.
You know what? Were you a big fan of George Carlin?
Yeah, I was.
Remember when he spoke about the big club?
The big club, no.
The big club, politics. It's all a farce. There's the big club out there, and you're not invited. Donald Trump's not invited. Herman Cain's not invited. Alan West, who they gerrymandered the hell out of, he wasn't invited either because they're a threat to the big club. And, you know, they'll do anything they can to get you. You know, they got Alan West. They got him out in Florida. Remember?
Yeah, no, that's...
Herman Cain. What happened to the women that, you know, Herman Cain supposedly abused? They're gone.
Yeah, I think the Republicans went after Herman Cain, to tell you the truth. I don't think
I
it was the
really
Democrats.
Don't know. And Sarah Palin.
But you're right. If it's a big club, mean, it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat.
You're right. I'm not siding with any party. They destroyed Sarah Palin. They destroyed that lady. And here's what happened in Charlottesville. Can you got a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
This white group got together who, they don't like me, they don't like you, I'm white guy, I think you're white, I'm not really sure, it doesn't really matter, I'm from the North, so they don't like me. But they do this all the time, they do this, I've seen them in New York City, but the Russia story was over, it was gone. So what'd they come up with? Oh, let's go down to Charlottesville with the baseball bats and the Antifa group, Eric Clanton from, what's that, California University professor, who clocked somebody over the head with a bike lock. Eric Clanton, that's his name. You know, it's coward. So they come after this white group, and they went down there for trouble. Sorry that the girl got killed. She was in the wrong spot at the wrong time. But they went down there for trouble, and you know what? They got it.
Yeah, it was a horrible situation. The whole thing was horrible, and I blame the Charlottesville police and that doofus of a mayor who's got to step down. Joe from New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, Larry. I really enjoy the show. You have a lot of callers and a big variety, really enjoying it. But
thanks,
I
Joe.
I just wanted to say, you're welcome. Thank you. I think it surprises me that nobody seems to be able to grasp the larger strategy and what's actually happening. The last caller, I think, was the closest, but what's happening in Charlottesville is a reaction to some major economic things that are happening right now, that we're renegotiating NAFTA, and Trump has had a pretty major victory with China regarding North Korea. And the big club at the last person is talking about is about to lose a lot of money. That includes the Chamber of Commerce and a lot of very large special interest groups, because Trump has negotiated it so that they started this 301C thing on China this week, and today it actually happened, and they're going to bring a lot of manufacturing jobs back to the United States.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's simpler than that, though. I really believe this is about the 2018 midterm elections. Every one of these things is about the midterm elections.
I agree totally. But also it's giving coverage to some of the people who are involved with this council that he has, too, to distance himself from him at the same time, too. And they're all coming. It's the same thing as when the tape came out right before the election about the, you know, the grabbing thing. And it feels very much similar to that. And it's also about the 2018 election, like you're saying, because there is a uniparty in Washington. It's a single party that's working together that keeps us divided on social issues. And on the right, you have Rush. And on the left, you have Rachel Maddow. And they keep us divided on social issues. And in the meantime, they're working very well together to pass all sorts of legislation that is making special interest groups a lot of money. And
especially the tax rate. Hey, Joe, I got to go. I'm trying to get a lot of people in. I apologize for that. I know you had more to say, but there's some people holding on, and I don't have much time left. Kevin from the Bronx, you're on 77 WABC.
Well, thank God you beat me to the punch about that Missouri state senator who called for the assassination of President Trump. And because I knew I heard that, and the news media would not report that. But if it was the other way around, calling for the assassination of President Obama, well, everything will start to blow up in the network news, you know. And you know what I mean. You know?
Yeah, there'd be a national call for her resignation if that were to happen. Bill from Middletown, New Jersey, you're on 77 WABC.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill.
Listen, I God bless you. Listen, if this election didn't go the way it did, with all the things that have come and gone with this yellow cake and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and all the scrubbing of all the other things that were scrubbed, God forbid what's in her stuff in that garage that the Capitol Police found are going to open up a can of worms the size of, never mind Campbell, it's going to be a can the size of a silo.
Yeah, you know what? That story's just gone away, hasn't it? I have to call down there. I got to get some information.
They're
from
that. Burying it. You know what? But when they got these hard drives from these four people from Pakistan, they caught one at the airport. They were getting hundreds of thousands of dollars. They were IT people in the heart of our Congress from Pakistan. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, that should be a bigger story. There's no question.
This will blow the socks off. God forbid them two people named Clinton ever got a hold of any power. The Capitol Police should have the power of the people in the Kremlin. When you go around the Kremlin and work there, the people that watch you, they know, they got a pulse beat on their Congress. Our Congress has no pulse beat the way I've seen it. I'm 60, 100% disabled, and let me tell you something. I barely get $16 a month, and they're getting hundreds of thousands to be IT people.
Yeah, well, Bill, what you need to do is you need to get some dirt on them, like the people from Pakistan did. That's what that was a payoff for. What happened was they hired these people, and they were able to get the hard drives. They took the hard drives home, which is illegal. That in itself is illegal. You can't take that government property and take it home. They were working from home with this stuff, and they were getting paid fortunes. It was more than $100,000. It totaled up to almost $1 million. And they were, that was blackmail, what it was, pure and simple. Charles from Woodbridge, you're in 77 WABC.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for calling.
I'm talking about those statues. I got a little late listening about that. Two quick things I wanted to say before I hang up.
Okay.
One, these protesters, they're doing these statues. One of these days, they're going to burn out. You know, they're going to, and they call themselves doing you know, the other, I don't know.
Yeah, they're going to lose interest.
They're going to lose a little interest, and they're going to die out.
Yep.
The second thing, somebody once said to me, we don't have a New Jersey problem. We don't have a New York problem. We have a global problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that it's a global problem when it comes to the statues of the Confederate War. I'd be really surprised if they have Confederate War statues or Robert E. Lee in like, let's say, Russia. But yeah, I agree with you. They're going to go on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And this is going to be and look, the calls have been great today. They've been tremendous tonight. And you're right. You have to keep the interest and the passion of America. If you're a Democrat, you have to keep all of the passion and interest in America on these other things, these side issues. Because if you were to refocus, and that's been the theme of the show, if you were to refocus on how things are going in the world and going on in the economy, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. Trump gets reelected. The Republicans keep the House and the Senate, and that just can't happen. So we got to talk about the Confederate War. Talk to you again next week.